Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
One thing I was overhearing the other day, it was just a group of people.
Oh, of course.
And they were talking really loudly, you know. Me being...
The loud talkers. They want you to know what they're talking about.
You know, the loud laughers.
Yes.
I couldn't get that out. The loud laughers.
Not to be confused with Laugh Our Prouders, because we love them.
Very different.
They can be as loud as they want.
And as proud as they are.
That's it, you know, that's what it's all about.
But they were saying, the group was talking, and one of the persons in the group made a very wild speculation that nobody questioned them on.
Really?
So other members in the group didn't question them. The conversation kept flowing.
Oh, really?
As if it was fact.
It was a fact, and nobody pulled them up on the fact that it wasn't a fact.
No, not at all.
Everyone rolled with it.
Exactly.
Everyone said, I'm going to take what this person has said as truth.
And I mean, you know, if you know someone well enough, or even if you don't, I feel like if something's a little bit too out there, you can even question them with a, oh, really?
Really? What? Give me your footnotes on that situation.
Yeah, extra sentence that explains whatever it is. Because what I overheard was, you know, they were talking about food or something. The whole group were talking about food.
Wow.
And he was saying something along the lines of, because if you eat too many blueberries,
right,
your skin can turn blue.
Really? I didn't know that. Is that something based in truth?
Well,
are you a nutritionist? Say, do you know the ins and outs of food?
I mean, I know ins and outs of food, as
in your mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
It goes in and out of it.
Wow. That's you're
if
doing
I don't
it
eat
wrong.
All of it,
you're
in
doing
a bite.
It wrong. Yeah, yeah. 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 You gotta just. It's just. All
Maybe
in.
He is the food expert. Maybe I am in the wrong.
Wow.
But at the same time, I Googled it later on. I Googled it later on because nobody pulled him up on it. And I'm like, that's a wild thing to say. But it's got that hint of believability where you
almost. Yeah, because, no, you're right. Because a friend in high school, going a while back.
Not too far back, but.
don't tell him.
But it was an odd. It was an odd time ago.
It was, and the friend ate a lot of carrots.
They did. They had a high intake of carrots in their diet.
And they weren't Bugs Bunny. No. They weren't Bugs Bunny. As much as we would have loved Bugs as a friend.
I think that would be weird to have a two-dimensional friend.
Really? I've
got one
for
a co-host.
Whoa!
Wendy.
That's almost a fifth strike.
You should have slam dunked that one, Wendy.
Do you have a swish sound? I don't know. Well, we'll have to sort that out during the song.
Write that one down.
Yeah, Wendy, write it down. Seriously.
And what would happen to our friend?
Well, it turns out that eating carrots does actually make you turn a little bit orange.
Certain parts of your body, like parts of the palm, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, that's right. We know we did notice, and they said, "Look, this is a fact. This is what's happening. I'm not turning into a scarecrow. I am just eating a lot of carrots because I'm a secret bunny." But that he didn't say that. We just assumed.
We just assumed. We speculated. We didn't Google that.
We speculated. Yeah, well, because who is eating a lot of carrots?
Who's turning
except
orange?
Bunnies?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, you're right, but. I looked it up, and apparently if you eat enough blueberries, you don't turn blue.
You don't. Really?
You don't turn blue.
So that only happened in that one film that one time.
Yes. And I look, granted,
in the book? Did it happen in the book?
Probably. Don't think I've read...
But in the book, they go into space, and then it's a whole different thing.
There's a sequel, yeah.
There's a thing, you know. It's,
but you're
right.
All of a sudden,
it breaks out of the chocolate factory, and now it's a space program. I don't know.
It turns into 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, wow. But I can't believe that you didn't just get up out of your seat with the gall that you have.
I do have, yeah.
You have a lot of gall. It's all there.
I have an amount. You're right.
I can see how much gold you have. Duncan is almost gasping at how much gold you have. And it's wild.
I can't believe his microphone was on for that 1 second.
That one? I mean, he's got such a sound effect gasp. It's fantastic. We recorded that.
So he's like a walking soundboard.
I don't know. He's that mouth. It's like
efficient at his job.
An orchestra, you know? An orchestra in his mouth.
The vocal orchestra.
Wow, I can't believe Duncan's getting so much love this episode. It feels so weird. It feels strange.
Well, Wendy started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
If we're going to be honest.
All right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's just so strange for, you know, because usually Duncan's the one getting all the flack.
Well, Duncan sweetened us with, after last week's, you know, mistake that he made.
Oh, right.
The mistake he made last week.
Yes, if you were playing at home, last week you'll remember that Duncan had a little bit of an experimental bit. He wrote it himself. And it was quite interesting. I mean, the performance was lovely, but just unfortunately, it wasn't on an audio medium, only medium. It was a very visual performance.
And granted, it was very visually stimulating.
It was fantastic. There was a lot of high kicks involved. There was, you know, some maracas. Not that you have to see that to hear it, but it was all in the vision. He was doing some fantastic maraca shaking, flipping. It was the Cirque du Soleil of
yes,
you know.
But inappropriate for an audio platform.
Exactly.
So he's made up with it, hopefully, with a new concept.
He took the hint and realized maybe he shouldn't write bits for himself, because he's the producer.
I know.
So that's a little bit of a mistake on his behalf. But he's made up by writing this. I mean, it looks like a good bit, but hey, look, you know,
still a premise.
It's all
at this
premise.
Stage.
It's all a premise, you know.
But I find it interesting, though, that you can speculate within a group.
That's right.
And if no one questions you, you automatically become the expert on that topic.
That's right. Especially if you have what you have, Z, a lot of gall.
Yes, the
and
amount.
Go along with whatever you're saying with truth and belief in what you're saying.
Yes, confidence.
You can come off as a knowledgeable person, which is actually something that we kind of do in social situations.
I think you're right, yeah. Because sometimes in conversations, you're right. If I can tell you're starting to give someone a bit of a stir, you
right,
know?
Right, yeah, just go
pull
along
their leg
with,
a bit,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, just yeah, just do you, yeah. I set up the just go for the yes and.
Yes,
is essentially, what's the situation?
Yes. And you'll give us a premise. You'll give me a premise, and I'll agree with you and run with it.
And run with it,
knowing that it's factually incorrect.
Yeah, and not probably based in reality whatsoever.
But I think the fact that both of us believe it so strongly,
that's right,
this hypothetical situation,
it makes the other person involved in the conversation take it as the word.
Right? And part of me wants that to know that, you know, that person's going to go off, live their life, and in a week bring up the made-up fact that we had for them.
I don't know which one. I feel like there's a lot that we commandeer, and we'll say whatever we want. And that's something that nobody will fact check us on.
No,
because why?
Because
you know,
I'm here to I'm your reference at this stage.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. I'm using you as a journaled book of reference to back me up on the situation, because that's what happens when you write an essay. You got a reference paper.
And if anyone questions, you just say, "No, I was there.
I was there when it happened." Did you?
Yeah.
You weren't there. So
you don't know.
You can't look it up on Google Images. So that's
right.
A shame. But you can look it up on Yahoo Images, so that's fantastic.
That's,
and I'm not sure where Bing is at this stage. Ask Jeeves. Duncan has that taken care of.
Right, that's on your research notes for next week. And let us know what tricks have you been playing
On people, or
on people.
You know, on the general situation out in life.
I want to know how many people you've played with that joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
want
to know.
Okay, yeah.
Have you been able to, you know, a mass email that's just,
that's right.
You know?
Have you been able to start a new fact? It's become so, you know, truth and heard and believed that now it's becoming a fact all of a sudden.
Yeah, like have you gone to the lengths of, you know, reappropriating some of the sentences on a Wikipedia page to make your lie or unfact factual?
That's a good idea. We should probably go and do that.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.